You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Between 35 and 40 for Denver today, then another chance of snow tomorrow and a high of 30. The bitter cold has dropped temperatures throughout the country with just like one or two little pockets that have been exempt from it. They say half of the people in the country have been under a winter storm watch, warning, or advisory. More than 150 million people. And it has gotten so cold that it's setting records that go back 35 to 40 years in many places.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it felt warm today when I actually got up and made my way into work. And I think the temp gauge in the car said like 16 or something that. You know, I was like, wow, it feels great.
Because
they said it was like a 20 to 30 degree temperature swing from what it was Sunday night into Monday was by far the worst. I was seeing temperatures of minus 20 here around town.
Yeah.
And I just felt like my poor furnace was working overtime. I did post on Facebook something to the extent of who's excited for that Excel bill next month.
Yeah, right.
Because I can imagine those little meters are spinning.
I've got family all over the country. Some are up in Wisconsin, and they've obviously taken a big punch in the face. But I also have some family members who live down in San Antonio, Texas. And that has, I'm sorry, to me it's been funny, their text threads and their messages, because they have not seen anything like this since the 1980s. It was the last time it got this cold down there. And they had, you know, a couple of inches of snow, and they're just losing their ever-loving minds. The power went out something like 9 or 10 different times. They didn't have, you know, they had to supposedly melt snow to flush their toilets and that kind of stuff. So,
oh, man.
I know. I'm just like, well.
No, you'll survive. You'll get through it.
It just gives you everybody something to talk about for a while.
Sure. I mean, that's gives you a little perspective,
right?
Too. You
know,
you know,
it gives people something to post on social media.
Sure
so
does. Yeah.
That's really what it's for anymore.
But that sucks when it's so cold and you have no heat and no power. And
Yeah.
It is rough.
Changing gears. I just heard you voicing a commercial talking about, you know, President's Day sales. I took advantage of that yesterday, and I finally got in the car, and I went to finally look for a new mattress.
Good. Yeah, you were texting me. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
And did you get what you were looking for?
Well, here's the thing. It was me alone and this one guy working in the store. And I thought on President's Day that there might be a bunch of people in there. It was me. I was in there for maybe 30 to 40 minutes.
Sure.
Nobody else walked in. I had place to myself, which was good.
Just laying there.
But I'll tell you, Jeremy, and you know this because you just bought a mattress not long ago. It is still always going to be the most awkward, uncomfortable thing to just fully dress, lie down on a mattress in a store, and then move to the next one and lie down and move to another one.
You're just on your back staring at the ceiling. You're like,
right.
I think this is fine.
While a total stranger stands there looking at you saying, what do you think?
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know. Could you lay down next to me?
I don't know. Yeah, jump on this a few times.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, and I'm not good at picking this stuff out, but I don't know. And then he got me on one of those that you've got the adjustable bed thing.
Mm-hmm.
Head up. Feet up.
You like that? You like that?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting. And then, naturally, the one that I picked out, I think, is my favorite, was the one that is by far the most expensive.
Yeah, that's
and,
how
I get you. I did not put my credit card down. I just took the information and walked out so I could go and
think about it.
Well, first I want to mourn that money that I'm about to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a little ceremony for it before I give all of my money away to a mattress store.
So. I sent Dom a text yesterday that said, but can you put a price on a restful night's sleep?
You saw how I responded.
Did I sound like the guy that was in the store with you?
I cleaned up my response to you. So salute. You know, they
good
say
you.
You're supposed to buy a mattress every 10, 12 years or
something. Yeah, because it gets full of oil and skin.
So I do pull the trigger this week, as I'm sure I will, and then cry all the way home.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Price per sleep, Dom. Price per sleep.
Okay, I'll look at it that way. What about you?
Pretty solid weekend. I mean, of course, we didn't go anywhere except we had a basketball game on Saturday, so we did that. But then Nick Nack made some really good broccoli cheese soup. She made some killer rolls. So I was filled with yeast this weekend. So good. To make the weekend worse of the cold temperatures, I did my taxes. So I got those knocked out, Dom. It's like, how can I make this weekend any worse? And then we finished up on one show that we've been watching. I want to highly recommend it. It's called The Morning Show. It's on Apple TV. It's with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston, two just treasures. I love those two. Fantastic show. They, of course, left you hanging. Solid ending, but I don't know if it's going to be another season or if they're just ending it. That's like, you're kind of in limbo. So very solid ending. So I recommend that.
I saw one episode. It was probably first season episode 4. So I saw one episode in the middle of everything.
Oh, yeah. No, you gotta start at the beginning.
Because my wife was watching it. Yeah, and I thought it looked pretty good.
It's well written, and there's some twists and turns in there that you're kind of not expecting. So check that out. And then I went on this weekend, same service, the Apple TV or Apple Plus, whatever they're calling it, and I watched the new Justin Timberlake show that just came out. It's his movie. It's called Palmer.
I'm not familiar with this.
I'll give you the quick synopsis. After 12 years in prison, former high school football star Eddie Palmer, Justin Timberlake, returns home to put his life back together and forms an unlikely bond with Sam, an outcast boy from a troubled home. And I wanted to hate this movie going in, but I loved it. Again, fantastically written. And Justin Timberlake, Dom, he's one of those guys like Ryan Reynolds. I want to hate him, but I can't. He is good at everything. His singing, his music, his acting is top shelf. And ladies, I told Nick Nack this because she did not watch it with me. Justin Timberlake is completely nude in the movie. And Nicole's first question was, the front or the back?
Yeah, full frontal.
So it's full back and there's splashes of frontal. If you were to slow it down, I think you get a little frontal. But
well, Nicole
straight
will
up, yeah.
Pause,
her next thing
go
was
frame by frame.
Can you show me what movie and can we just fast forward to that scene?
Okay.
I was like, why did I even tell you? But not only is it a good movie, but you see a lot of butt. You see Justin Timberlake's butt. So you got that going for you. Again, I want to be mad at him. He's got a decent butt, Dom. He's got
Justin
a solid butt.
Timberlake, is he 40 years old?
He's 40 years old now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was looking him up.
How's his 40-year-old butt?
Well, it looks better than my butt, Dom. He's got people, though.